Joined now on the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress post-game show by the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers, Tara Lamb. Now 8-4 in the season after this straight set winner over Fredericktown. And that first set, back and forth late in that set, you guys rally late and take the win. Then that second set, it was all Arcadia Valley. Third set, you had to fight back down 6-1 early, and you're able to come back and get the win in that third set. As this game went on, did you start to see more and more of what you wanted from your team in this game?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like from the start, you know, we knew we needed to have really big energy, and we knew we were going to have to fight for every single point against a really strong Fredericktown team. So I am proud that we came out strong, we stayed strong, and finished strong. That's kind of hard sometimes. Sometimes we come out strong, and then we drop back a little bit, and then we have to scrounge around a little bit. But I feel like tonight the team came out strong, stayed strong, and finished strong.
Hattie Vineyard in this game, I had her for 12 kills unofficially. She also had an ace to go with it. Really strong performance from the junior. What did you see from her game tonight?
You know, Hattie's always super consistent for the most part. You know, she's sort of our go-to. She is our go-to, and so is our freshman, Elena Maxwell. They're both our strongest hitters, you know, our most consistent hitters and the ones we want to go to. So Hattie always has a good showing, and she's just such a coachable kid, which makes her just an awesome kid to have on your team.
Was also about to ask about Maxwell because she had a strong game tonight.
Yes.
When those two are playing at the level they played tonight, is it really easy for this team to get going offensively?
I don't know if easy is the word I would use, because I don't know that our schedule allows anything to be easy. But when they are on and we can get the ball to them and we can feed them and they're hot, it makes our chances much better if they're on, yes.
And even with them, you had Callie Hinkle out there with playing tremendously as well, as a handful of these players did. This offense that you guys put to the floor this season, they got a lot of arms they can go to.
We do. You know, we're pretty versatile, and we're working really hard on being versatile hitters as well. We want to swing. We want to swing every single time, but we also need to be a really smart team as well. And so I really feel like every game we're really trying to do that.
Don't want to put you on the spot because I don't know the severity of what is going on with Paige Newstead Adams, but she has been a force for this team over the last couple of years, now a senior this year. And it is tough not seeing her on the floor in her senior year, but if she's able to get back out there this year, you guys are going to be a tough team to beat, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Paige is not only just an incredible athlete, she's an incredible leader. You know, she brings energy. She exudes energy. Like, she shines bright no matter where she is. And right now, that has to be a reserve player. Right now, that has to be on the bench because she's not medically cleared. She had surgery in July, you know, and it'll be a near miracle if she makes it back on the court this season, which is heartbreaking for her. It's been heartbreaking for her family, you know, heartbreaking for our team. But I'm going to tell you that she has been such an amazing teammate through all of that and just cheers on, supports the team, you know, incredibly so.
I had asked Micah Reitzel last year when his daughter PJ was able to get back for her senior basketball season after missing her junior year because of a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
For Paige this season, being able to get that perspective from the bench, as good of a player as she is it like having another assistant coach?
Yeah, I mean, she is super fun to have out there. You know, she sometimes I have to rein her in because she's just such energy. You know, but yeah, it is like having an assistant coach kind of out there. You know, all the kids, you know, respond well to her, and she's always their hype girl, and, you know, sees the floor well and lets them know. So yeah, it is.
Coming up, you'll have St. Genevieve. That's a game tomorrow.
Yes.
That'll be another tough matchup because St. Genevieve has been good, just like you guys have over the last handful of seasons.
Yeah.
What do you know about Carla Bosler's Dragons?
I know that they're really tough. I know they just went 5 with Valley Catholic last night. I know that they have some really tall, strong hitters. I know they are a scrappy defensive team. I know they're a fairly young, but I'm going to tell you, they're tough. We're going to have to play at the top of our game to be able to get through St. Jean tomorrow night.